Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Choosing a booster.
A mix and match approach for COVID booster shots.
Vaccine mandate backlash.
For the government to push something so hard on us is ridiculous.
Desperate search in Haiti.
The fate of the missionaries remains unknown.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Mixing and matching COVID-19 vaccines and booster shots from different companies appears to be on the horizon. CBS's Laura Podesta says a final decision on that from the FDA could come soon to give people more options.
According to the New York Times, the agency could announce its decision when it's expected to authorize the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters.
Run, not walk. And get that booster vaccination.
Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
The vaccines continue to be absolutely fundamental to controlling this virus. Yes, they're not perfect. Not much in life is.
77% of the eligible population 12 and over have received at least one dose. In some cases, vaccine mandates have drastically increased that number.
A vaccine mandate in Chicago could force some tough decisions in the city's police department. 65% of police department workers have reported their COVID vaccination status, a figure far behind other city departments. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it could mean some will be placed on a no-pay status to buy more time. Others could be fired.
The health of our city workers directly impacts the health of those that they interact with on a daily basis, making it critically important that these interactions are as safe as possible.
Police Union President John Catanzara calls the vaccine mandate absolutely wrong.
Each of us should be able to make a personal choice for our health concerns and not have the government dictate what that looks like.
A vaccine mandate for state employees has cost Washington State head football coach Nick Rolovich his job. He and four assistants have been fired by athletic director Pat Chun.
It is disheartening to be here today. Our football team is hurting. Our WSU community is fractured. Today will have a lasting impact on the young men on our team and the remaining coaches and staff.
Rolovich had applied for a religious exemption, which was denied. The team's defensive coordinator has been named acting head coach. Lawmakers investigating the January attack at the U.S. Capitol are set to vote today to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena to testify. Mr. Trump is suing to block the release of documents to the House committee. And he was deposed yesterday for several hours in a lawsuit brought by people who say his security team manhandled them during his campaign in 2015. Now overseas, Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio has the latest on a new missile test by North Korea.
Experts are saying this is arguably North Korea's most advanced show of military capability ever since President Biden took office. And South Korea's military has now been saying at least one missile was launched off the coast of Sinpo. That's a city on the east coast of North Korea and a hub for its submarine production program. And this all comes after the U.S. met with South Korean officials in Washington, where they reaffirmed their intention to actually restart diplomacy with North Korea and for its denuclearization.
Now to Haiti and the growing concern over 17 kidnapped members of a U.S.-based missionary group. The Wall Street Journal reports the gang that seized them is demanding $17 million for their release. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
FBI tactical teams are in Port-au-Prince, assisting with negotiating the safe return of the American and Canadian missionaries. James Galliano is a former special agent with the FBI's hostage rescue team.
You're trying to do two things at the same time: maintain open lines of communication and prepare for the worst. If, God forbid, you know, hostages are being killed or they're threatening to execute hostages, that you do have an assault team that you can place them to actually conduct a rescue.
A family of five from Oceana, Michigan is among the Americans kidnapped. Todd Dooling is the pastor at a local church there.
To have it hit that close to home is extremely heartbreaking. But what about the other families?
Linda works with children in Haiti. She asked we not mention her last name for fear of retaliation. She says the children have a special prayer before leaving the house.
Mommy Linda, please pray that we will be invisible and so that when we walk the streets, we won't be taken. And yet they are.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The Biden administration's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block the Texas law that bans most abortions while a battle over it plays out in the courts. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is a big move by the Justice Department because there are other abortion cases in the lineup for the Supreme Court. But the Justice Department believes that this particular law in Texas is so patently unconstitutional that the Supreme Court might and should step in to put a halt to it.
The Texas legislature has approved newly drawn congressional maps that favor Republican incumbents. Civil rights groups have sued, claiming they will diminish representation for a growing Black and Latino population. A federal judge has ruled the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue using race as a factor in its admissions process, rejecting arguments from a conservative legal group. It's looking to challenge affirmative action policies all across the country. In an exclusive interview with CBS's Gayle King, First Lady Jill Biden remembers Colin Powell, who died yesterday at 84.
It wasn't long ago that we had a dinner right in that room for Angela Merkel, and Colin Powell was at that dinner. Mm. And he was such a good friend, and such a good friend to so many presidents, you know, Republicans and Democrats.
The First Lady says Powell was a rarity, a figure widely respected on both sides of the political aisle, and the news of his death was heartbreaking. In baseball's American League Championship Series, the Boston Red Sox came through yet again with the bases loaded.
Schwarber hits it a ton into right at the wall. Another good slam.
Kyle Schwarber's grand slam on Fox propelled the Red Sox to a 12-3 win over Houston, Boston's third grand slam of the series. They've got a 2-1 edge.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Reminders of the Confederate South have been falling like dominoes. One of them has turned up in an unlikely place.
A statue of Robert E. Lee, removed from a park in Dallas 5 years ago, has a new home at a private golf resort. The Confederate general's likeness had been purchased by a law firm in an online auction. It was given to the Lajitas Golf Resort in Terlingua, Texas, as a donation. The manager tells the Houston Chronicle the 1935 sculpture is a fabulous piece of art. Black Lives Matter member Brandon Mack says that's like glorifying the swastika. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With the pandemic and supply chain issues to consider, Walmart has sketched out a holiday sales plan, announcing Black Friday deals for 3 days during November. Walmart stores will be closed on Thanksgiving for only the second time since the late 1980s. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.